Joining us now is Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. What's going on, Teddy?
Okay, they're all here. No one's here.
Got that red jersey, feeling kind of good about training camp, aren't you?
Feeling kind of good, untouchable right now.
Does anybody ever call you Theodore?
My mom.
She still does.
Yeah, she calls me Theodore. I kind of hate it, but doesn't sound that
it's
right.
Your mom.
Yeah, it's my mom.
Nothing you can do about that, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
she's earned that right.
Yeah, she has.
What do you have to do for her to call you Theodore? Throw an interception? Theodore.
Actually, I just have to be around her.
Really?
In her presence, yeah. She just loves the name Theodore, and hey, it's something different.
Theodore
Bridgewater
is a regal name.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a former president, seriously.
Yeah, I told the people back in Louisville, when my time is up playing football, I'm going to come back and run for mayor. So we'll see how that works out.
Teddy Bridgewater, 9 to noon.
Hey, so Teddy, camp number two, second year into an offense, a little different, you know, not your rookie year anymore. I mean, what to talk about that transition, talk about the second year in a North Turner offense.
Oh, man, I can tell you one thing. My head isn't spinning as much as it was last year. You know, each day it would be a new install, and, you know, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. You know, you think the install will be about 10 to 12 plays, but you're talking about installing 40 to 50 plays
right,
a day.
You're talking about a whole section of the offense.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, today's goal line, today's red zone, today's,
So I think the comfort level is much higher, but also I know that I have to continue to just learn each day. You know, I'm not where I want to be, and I know that, you know, it's going to take some time for me to get there.
What about the fact that you know this job is yours? I mean, like last year, you had a good training camp. You had some veterans who were super key to this team, loving how you were playing. You know, but you probably had an idea Matt Cassel was going to start when you went to St. Louis.
Right.
You handled it with class, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm going to get my turn.
Right.
Your turn, for sure, is here. That has to feel good.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. You know, but I'm still in a position where I still have to continue to just work hard. You know, I'm a starting quarterback right now, but last year we played three quarterbacks. And I want to make sure that I'm the only guy out there this year. And I know we had some injuries and things like that last year, but I just want to continue to get better each day, improve the quarterback play in Minnesota.
So you have a little different talent set around you. Let's just start with Wallace and what he can do and what your first impressions of him are. And then being able to take snaps with 28 standing behind you has to make you sleep a little bit better at night.
Oh, definitely. I tell everyone, every day I go into work, I peek my head around that corner and just smile, you know, knowing that I have so many weapons on this team. Everyone talks about Adrian, everyone talks about Mike, but, you know, I'm going to continue to stress Kyle Rudolph being healthy.
Yeah.
You know, he's the big key factor to this offense.
Are his tattoos distracting?
Not at all. I love him, actually. You know, Kyle, he's a great guy. He works hard. But like you said, having 28 in the backfield, you know, you talk about a guy like myself, a young guy. I grew up playing Madden video games with Adrian Peterson and things like that. Now I get to hand the football to him. And, you know, Mike Wallace, he's a great guy. He works hard every day. You know, we motivate each other. You know, he motivates that entire wide receiver room. He's a great leader, and we're glad to have him.
Does Mike always chirp you, "I'm open, I'm open, I'm open, I'm open, I'm open"?
Nah, not at all. We haven't got there yet. But, you know, that's every receiver's favorite comeback line. Hey, I was open on this route. Look for me. So,
yeah.
You know, all I could do is stay within the system. But, you know, those guys tell me they're open. Sometimes I may have to just peek out there and give them a look.
You and Charles Johnson and you and Jarius Wright had something good last year. You know, Jarius in that Jets game, he won it on that screen in overtime. And Charles Johnson comes from the Browns practice squad. And he jumps up out of nowhere as a former seventh-round pick. Now you got Wallace with those guys, with Rudolph, with Adrian.
Yeah.
You embrace that pressure, don't you?
Oh, totally. And I love it. You know, and the guys love it also. You know, we have high expectations for ourselves, but we know that we can't just talk about it. We have to go out there and execute each day. We have to win each day. We can't look too far down the road. And you know, that's the thing I love about these guys. You know, they don't bite the cheese like Coach Zimmer would say. You know, we stay locked in, and we know that we're only as good as we are.
How closely do you work with your offensive linemen?
I work closely with all those guys. And, you know, John Sullivan and I, we have a pretty tight relationship. He's a guy, you know, who makes calls at the line of scrimmage sometimes, a call that I may miss. He's a very smart guy. And just had a baby the other day.
Yep.
Congrats on that. And,
John Harris Sullivan.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love those guys. Those guys do a great job of keeping me clean, and you know, we're only going to get better.
So you feel okay about that into the season? I mean, there's a long way to go through training camp in the preseason, but there's just been so much movement on the offensive line. New right guard, Clemmings from guard to tackle, Yankee from guard to tackle. you can just tell Davidson, Turner, and Zimmer are trying to find the right formula to protect you.
Definitely. And that's the way it is at every position. You know, the best guy is going to play. And that's the thing that I love about these coaches. They give everyone a chance. And, you know, you make a name for yourself in practice out here making plays on the practice field, whether it's, you know, picking up a blitz up front on the offensive line or, you know, aborting a fake from the backfield to pick up a blitz and safety at running back. So, you know, just doing little things like that, the coaches notice it. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be exciting this year.
Teddy Bridgewater, 9 to noon. Pete?
Now you have in your room of the former Terrapin. The former Viking, then the Ram, and now the Viking again, and Sean Hill.
Yeah.
What's he been like to work with?
Sean has been great. I get the chills every time I watch Sean go in and practice because he just operates at a high level. He's playing fast out there. He's having fun. And, you know, that's the ultimate goal when you're playing this position, just to go out there, you know, play free, play loose, and execute at a high level. And, you know, Coach Turner always tells me I'm going to learn a lot from that guy. And just having Sean here since the OTAs, I've been able to just sit back and learn so much from him.
To expand on that, we always, the stereotype in our world is, yeah, you got a veteran to teach the young guy. How much of that really goes on? I mean, is it like having another coach in the room?
Yeah, definitely. And no, the good thing about Sean, he has some experience playing in Coach Turner's system. So, you know, if there's something that I'm having an issue with, he's able to just teach me on the run out here on the practice field, along with Scott also, Coach Turner's son. They do a great job of just helping a young guy like myself.
We've known Sean Hill since 2002. Pete was the linebackers coach here in 02. It was my first year calling games. Sean came here undrafted from Maryland as a third quarterback behind Dante Culpepper. I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe anything Sean did as chilling. I mean, Teddy just said Sean comes in and, like, I get chill. Like, Sean's just not the kind of guy that's going to put chills up somebody's spine.
No.
Technically sound, super smart, very nice guy,
right.
Knows his role.
Yeah.
But, like, what gives you chills?
You know, watching a guy perform at a high level, you know.
Just
you know,
how he gets
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just, you know, he goes out there, he's making decisions before the ball is even snapped. He's playing fast, you know, he's picking matchups and, you know, living with his decisions. And,
that's sweet.
You know, that's what you want to do as a quarterback. You don't want to think too much about, oh, if I throw it here, what may happen? You know, he goes out there. If he has Stephon Diggs on the backside, he's going to make sure Stephon Diggs wins that one-on-one matchup backside. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what I'm definitely going to try to get to. And we have great receivers on the outside, and I just want to give those guys a chance.
Who's winning the majority of practices, the first offense or the first defense?
I think it's balance. You know, and that's what you want as a team. Competition makes the team better. You know, the defense is doing a great job of giving us different looks, and, you know, we're doing a good job also of just, you know, changing things up. You know, the defense may have gotten used to seeing some things because, hey, it's training camp. You're going to see looks that are familiar. So it's been pretty balanced, and I think the other night, though, the defense may have won the other night.
What's your favorite throw?
My favorite throw was just two nights ago. Hit Jarius Wright on a deep route down the sideline.
Yeah.
Probably would have scored.
But like overall in the course of the game, what's your favorite throw? Like is Teddy Bridgewater the quarterback? What throw do you like to make most?
I can't share that with you. There may be some of our opponents listening now.
Do you feel at this stage of the equation, as they say in the business, Teddy, you can make all the throws? Like what are you working on to try to get through?
I definitely think I can make all the throws, and you know. I know there are some areas that I can improve in also along the way of making those throws. So, whether it's a footwork thing, elbow placement, release point, you know, I can always be better in those fields. So, you know, it's only going to make me better. It's going to make this team better.
Off the season you had last year, not that you care because really it doesn't matter, but do you feel you get proper credit for what you've done?
I don't think I give myself enough credit, but, you know, I'm my toughest critic, and you know, everyone would tell me how good I played last year, but, you know, it wasn't good enough. We were home in January. And each year, as long as I'm a starting quarterback, I want to be in the playoffs and hopefully making a run for the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, hey, guys or the people are saying you played good, but when you put on the film, left a lot of plays out there, a lot of throws, could have avoided a bunch of sacks and things like that. So, you know, I'm only going to try to get better this year.
So what have you done again, the deep ball, I remember talking to Warren. I talked to Warren Moon about this, and I always had felt that that was just a natural thing. But he does believe, or he did. He said he improved on it, just practicing certain things. And how do you, what have you done on along those lines?
It's all about just giving the guys a chance. You know, last year I tried to be too perfect throwing a deep ball. I wanted to make sure I was hitting the guys in stride, or, you know, making sure the defender couldn't get a chance. But, you know, in this league, when you throw the ball down the field, it's either going to be a pass interference or a catch or an interception. And the chances of an interception are pretty low because, you know, defenders don't really have great ball skills.
Because they can't
the deep
catch.
Ball. So, yeah.
Tyrone Carter's not here, so you can rail on him all you want.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all about just giving the guys a chance, and that's something that I worked hard on. So, we'll see how it goes this year.
By playing against the first defense, can you tell the positive steps Xavier Rhodes has taken?
Oh, definitely. You know,
that interception he made front left of the end zone in that 2-minute drill Tuesday night, that was a—I mean, you had to throw it into triple coverage because it was the end of the game, and they were on you.
Yeah.
That was a nice catch by Xavier.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, people don't know that Xavier was a wide receiver in high school down in Miami. Yeah, but he only ran about two routes, a slant and a go route. So, but that was a great play that he made to seal the deal for the defense. I wish I could have probably thrown it more in the back of the end zone, where it either would have went out of bounds or my guy made the catch. But it was a great play, and, you know, that's what's going to happen throughout the course of the season. The defense is going to make plays, and, you know, we're glad that they're making plays for us.
Outside of your mom, is Norv Turner your biggest fan?
I have no idea.
He's your biggest fan.
You know,
I mean, he takes so much pride in being – you know what? I mean, you seriously, let's look back two drafts ago. You should have been the first overall pick in the draft. You go 32nd. Yeah, you had the pro day where Norv came back, and he's like, yeah, I mean, I saw all five of those throws, but quite honestly, I thought it was a pretty good pro day.
Right.
You know, and everybody's like, well, this is awful. You almost went in the second round.
Right.
You know, and then you have the Lions game last year where you struggled a little bit. You got hit a million times.
Right.
Got Tim Hasselbeck on ESPN tearing you apart. Like, you know, who is this guy? It looks like a backup quarterback. Norv just... he takes your performance and where you're going so personally that he's your biggest fan, man.
Right, and I love that about Coach Turner. You know, he's going to back up his guy, and you know, that's the type of relationship that I want to have with him. You know, he has my back and I have his back. And even with his son, Coach Scott Turner, you know, I think the love is genuine there also, and I'm glad to have them as my quarterback coach and my coordinator.
What do you think Sunday? One series?
I have no idea.
Of course you do.
I just want to go out there and play. It's good to be able to get back in the field of game planning and things like that.
Can't wait to watch you play Sunday for a little bit.
Part of the trip, you're going to get a chance to walk through the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Are there any players there that you're going to want to go in the football world, say, pay your respects to?
Definitely. You know, we have a guy here from Minnesota going into the
Mick Dingleoff.
Yeah, going into the Hall of Fame. So it's going to be good to see him. Well, you know, Tim Brown, Jerome Bettis, I believe, is going in. Also the Bus. Who can't love the Bus? But, you know, I'm excited for
I was roommates with the Bus back in the day.
Take a deep breath, man, in the Hall of Fame and smell the roses. I mean, you certainly, like you said, you haven't done a ton yet.
Right.
But reflect, you know, take a peek at what's in there.
Right.
And then try to get there one day,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be a couple guys' first time going down there. I believe it's going to be Adrian's first time going down there, but I'm pretty sure it won't be his last time down there, so I'm excited.
That's awesome, Teddy.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend. Stay healthy, okay?
Thank you.
Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. It's 9 to noon. Be right back.